Going deeper.
We've all done it. The 6:30 current affairs shows thrive on it. One of the most famous stories about Jesus is when he didn't do it. Condemn. We judge someone who's fallen short, forgetting how many times we have ourselves. I sat talking to a woman once who told me about how her neighbour's marriage had broken up after one of them had had an affair. She was disgusted, tut-tutting and shaking her head. What was odd though is that this woman, who I'd known for a long time, had been unfaithful in her own marriage, which had then ended, and had even been involved in at least two other affairs with married men since then. As bizarre an example as that may seem, I get it. To whatever extent, we've all done it. We see our own intentions. We see how what we do is an attempt to meet our needs, and we don't judge ourselves the same way we do other people. We judge our intentions, but their behaviour. There's a famous story in the Bible where a group of religious men drag a woman to Jesus and announce that she's been caught in adultery. They try and trap Jesus so they can have something against him, saying that the law of Moses says to kill her and asking Jesus what he says. Never mind the fact that the law of Moses holds both the man and the woman responsible for the act and calls for a careful trial before punishment is handed down. Jesus just said, "If any of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." They all walked away. Jesus, the only one who hadn't sinned and could have thrown that stone, didn't. He said he didn't condemn her, but sent her on her way and told her to sin no more. Acceptance is powerful. Jesus didn't wait until that woman was up to scratch before he accepted her. And it was the same story with a crooked tax agent, Zacchaeus, who was hated for ripping everyone off. Jesus accepted him, and after that, Zacchaeus turned his life around and pledged to be a generous and fair man. Who can we hope to reach, hope to help, if we don't first accept them? Changing is a vulnerable and risky thing, and someone has to be willing to look messy and make mistakes along the way to be able to change. Without acceptance, I don't think it could feel like a safe enough environment to do that. Acceptance means I love someone, even if they're not like me. Acceptance means I love someone, even if I don't love what they do. And on the other side of acceptance, who knows what kind of possibilities will open up for them. We don't know if that woman Jesus saved from stoning went back to adultery or not. We don't know if Zacchaeus fulfilled his promise to pay back everything he'd taken dishonestly. But we do know, regardless of that, Jesus loved and accepted them and opened them up to the opportunity of a life of freedom and relationship with God. Acceptance is powerful. I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.